9/11 plus 2 was different from 9/11 plus 1. Fewer tears and fewer flags.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
And while President Bush commandeered 20 minutes of primetime television last Sunday to tell us that the ongoing war on terrorism will take time and require sacrifices, he still had trouble defining sacrifice in terms other than money, mostly someone else's money. As one tends to do at my advanced age, I looked back to other presidents who had called on Americans for sacrifice in wartime. President Franklin Roosevelt, after Pearl Harbor, summoned Americans to pay higher taxes and deny themselves creature comforts. President Truman, during the Korean War, reimposed wage and price controls that had lapsed after World War II. President Kennedy, during the Cold War, called on Americans to pay any price, bear any burden, and meet any hardship in defense of liberty. And President Bush, announcing after the 9/11 attacks that we were at war, a different kind of war, summoned Americans in a speech to Congress to live your lives and hug your children. And at a subsequent news conference, he spoke of sacrifice as suffering long lines at airports. Indeed, a different kind of war that also includes shopping to keep the economy going. So now, sacrifice is defined as an extra $87 billion to secure and rebuild Iraq, including a little for still-struggling Afghanistan. It is not clear who makes that sacrifice. With the official start of the pre-campaign season, the issue immediately becomes political. Democrats would withhold tax deductions from millionaires. The administration says that would be too much sacrifice, because it would put a damper on the still shaky economy. And meanwhile, some who would define sacrifice in terms of service to the community won't get the chance. In his State of the Union speech last year, the president called for boosting the AmeriCorps program from 50,000 to 75,000 volunteers. But Congress has not appropriated the money to make that happen. Here's a quote for you as we start the year of 9/11 plus 3. Here at home, everyone will have the privilege of making whatever self-denial is necessary. That was the president. President FDR, that is, in his 1942 speech titled, Call to Sacrifice. This is Daniel Shore.